All right, I've got Lance on the line. Lance, are you there?
I'm here. How
are
you?
Oh, yay. It worked.
Yeah, you got it.
I know. Thank you. So, I have a question right off the top here.
Okay.
I planted some carrots twice this year that they just didn't seem to germinate in the ground. They just didn't really flourish and come up.
Uh-huh.
Any explanation for that?
Well, there's a few.
Okay.
One is, how old was the seed?
I don't know.
Okay. And if it's old seed, what you do is you put it in the freezer before you plant it.
Really?
Yeah, and that's called cold stratifying.
Hmm.
You know, there are certain seeds, carrot seeds, lettuce seed, parsley, parsnips, maybe dill, and spinach. If it's old seed, you can do that.
How long do you keep them in the freezer?
A week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I suspect I had a few other friends had that problem, and did you actually, put a little mulch over them?
No.
No?
No.
And the clay soil just cake?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really what probably happened then, is they can't come through that layer of clay soil, that little caking on top.
Right.
And so normally what I do, normally, this is what I do, is I actually put, because I make a lot of compost, I put about an eighth inch or a quarter inch of compost on top of my bed after I seed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm watering twice a day.
And do you mulch it also?
No.
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 Okay.
So there's other ways to do that. You can get old sheets, old burlap.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you just leave that on there, plant it, put that stuff down, and then water. And then at about day 10, because it takes about 2 weeks for that seed to germinate, on day 10, start lifting it up to see if anything's germinated.
Wow.
And then once you see the germination starting, you take that burlap or whatever cloth you've put down, you take it off.
Sure. Fascinating. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, that's a great question that got answered.
Yeah.
So what do you want to share with us today?
I forgot to mention this last week that I was planting cabbage and kale. I put cabbage and kale seed right in the ground.
Oh, good.
And I planted that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, or was it Friday? It doesn't matter, but I did plant that. And there's still time to, if you wanted to do something. I'm still going to plant some more kale for the fall.
I love kale.
And I plant dill in between it a little bit, and dill inhibits the cabbage looper moth. Those little worms that like to really eat them.
Right.
And so I have dill planted in there too.
So dill and kale.
And cabbage.
And cabbage.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And let's see, what else have I got here? I start seeing a few squash bugs and their eggs on squashing them.
Mm-hmm.
And the next process as I go through the garden is I'm going to top dress all of the beds with compost.
Ah. Now, explain that to me.
Well, I got finished compost, and I'm just going to put a layer of about a quarter inch right on top of the ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm, and I'll do that systematically. I have already done one of my flower beds, and some of the, like the parsnips and the onions have already been done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do it to all the carrot beds, and as I have the compost and the thyme.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are you going to do with all your cabbage?
You know, I counted, there's 36 heads.
Yeah, that's a lot of cabbage, Lance.
That's a lot of cabbage. And so I actually store cabbage for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to store it in buckets of sand, and you keep them in dark and cold.
Right, right.
And I moisten the sand about every 2 weeks.
Hmm. Are you a sauerkraut man?
Yeah, I like sauerkraut, and I donate to some, so I get a few cart jars. I haven't made it myself.
I love sauerkraut.
Yeah, so.
I think you have to have a taste for it, though. So.
Yeah, no, I like it. And I have reds and two greens.
Wonderful.
And it's all my own seed.
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm going to do tomorrow, this might sound crazy, is plant. I have a little bit of more space in the garden. I'm going to, after I'm finished planting the main stuff, if I have a little space left, I plant it into carrots.
Oh, great.
So I'm going to plant a little bit more carrots tomorrow.
Oh, I've got Felix Belmont here. Do you have a question?
No. Carry on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And there was another thing that we had a question about, what was it? Leaf miners. in your spinach and Swiss chard and also on beet greens.
Say that again, what?
Leaf miners.
Leaf miners?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It really tears the, it actually is a larva. It has white eggs on the underside of the leaf, and it's a larva that actually mines through the two layers, the top and bottom layers of the leaf, so it's called leaf miner.
Wow, you got to give credit to some of the pests for being quite adept.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
And it's a type of fly, and I mentioned just put row covers over because it's a fly that has to lay the eggs.
Oh.
And that would be the simplest way, but there is an organic spray with the ingredient spinosad. I think it's a bacteria or virus or something. Spinosad. And there are some Fertilome products that have it.
Right.
And there's some Monterey Garden Insect Spray has it, and there's a couple others that have that. So you got to look on the label, and if it says spinosad, and there's, I think, A and B, you can use that.
Okay. Good advice there.
Yeah. So, anyways, and just trying to keep things watered and...
Yep.
And watered, weeded, and dealing with a few bugs.
Yep. Water, weed, and bugs. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Lance.
All right. Thanks for coming or calling. Or...
Yep. You calling?
Yeah.
Us being here? Oh, wait. Felix does have something here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Never put down any of these larvae. You know, your best chance for survival in the woods if you get lost is to scrounge around and find larvae like this and eat them. They're the best source of protein, and you can survive on them.
Yeah.
And many people have.
Is that the secret to your longevity?
Well, I won't say that.
Yes.
It's something to know, really. I'm
really
serious.
Yeah. Serious.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Okay, so larvae are good and bad at the same time, depending on the perspective you have.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, you take care.
Okay, Lance, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, there you have it. Garden wisdom from the mouth of our gardener, Lance. And so if you have larvae, according to Lance, you should kill them. But according to Felix, you should keep them in case you are starving or lost in the woods. So you decide. It's all okay.